Let's go ahead and go to Jared in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Just to make a couple points here about and your opinion on something here. First off, Canada website doesn't say, you say we used EU. It says we stopped using it. It doesn't state a year, though.
Well, that's good. I'm not an expert on Canada, but I know a lot of countries are using depleted uranium now as a weapon, and it hurts the people that fire the weapon statistically almost more than the people they shoot it at, because you don't always hit your target and kill somebody. So you're always breathing it when you fire it, whether it's an Abrams or whether it's a Barrett 50 cal round. You do not want to use DU.
And secondly, Calgary's flood was a total false flag just to drill the soldiers into taking people's guns and getting people to buy water.
Well, I'll say this. They certainly used that flood to go confiscate people's guns. I don't know if they staged the flood. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think they staged it. They knew it was coming, though. It happens every year, but just not that intensely.
You know what Rahm Emanuel says about crises, right?
Yeah, they're not to be put to waste or something like that.
Yeah. What do you think about Rahm Emanuel's brother admitting they want to jack up your prices and bankrupt you and the death panels to kill you? That's pretty liberal, isn't it?
Very liberal, eh? More terrorist and other stuff, but yeah. And I want your opinion on something. I don't know if you're able to do this, but I'm an ex-dropout student with stupid student loans on my back. And they diagnosed me with schizophrenia because I was nuts after I went through a year of school, that much stress. And I'm on pills now, Abilify. I'm not too sure if I'm really supposed to be taking them too much.
Well, look, everybody's a little crazy nowadays. There'd be something wrong with you. I mean, you know, if you're not crazy, you're nuts. And you got to watch the people that don't think they're crazy. But it all just varies. And the higher intelligence you are, the statistically, the more apt you are to have problems. Just be glad you're not a moron. Think about it yourself. Talk to an alternative health practitioner.